Welcome to Creatio's No Code Playbook podcast, where we discuss insights, tips, success stories, and how to leverage the no-code approach to transform business and deliver applications of any complexity. I'm your host, Jason Miller, head of pre-sales here at Creatio in the Americas. Today, we're going to continue our discussion with Burley Kawasaki, co-author of the No Code Playbook, and we're going to continue the discussion on the no-code approach. Burley, welcome back.
Thanks, Jason. Happy to be here.
Yeah. So in our last discussion, we covered a wide variety of topics, which included the first five-ish steps of the no-code approach. And when we left off talking about prototyping to MVP. And our discussion last time was very much focused on not only can I build faster, but because of the technology, the no-code technology, it really helps facilitate good feedback and good interaction with those end users. So I want to pick up our discussion and talk about the feedback loop. And what are some of the ways that you see or maybe recommend to really help collect that feedback and making sure that you're incorporating that into your iterative lifestyle as you're building out new pieces on a no-code application?
One of the things, Jason, it's important, and you talked about this in the last podcast, was that this is not happening in a linear fashion. So the feedback stage is actually happening concurrent with the prototype to MVP, right? Because as you are building small amounts of features or functionality, you want to be getting feedback as you go. And in the book, we talk about different approaches to managing the work. We talk a fair amount around a flavor of Agile called the Kanban method. And one of the advantages about Kanban is that unlike sort of traditional methodologies where you have to wait to the end of a sprint or you have to wait to the end of a release to sort of have something that you can demo back or show back to the business. Kanban is very much when it's ready, you can then take that unit and get feedback immediately. And so we advocate much more rapid and frequent feedback cycles, potentially every day, although I think we talked about in the book, at least a couple times a week is sort of a good cadence. And so, taking smaller amounts of time from your stakeholder to get feedback is something that is important. We talk about in the book. It's also important to recognize, though, that if you have too many stakeholders and you get lots of feedback, that also can be very hard to prioritize and to deliver against in the MVP. And so, while you may be getting input from power users and SMEs, it's important to really be clear on who your no-code stakeholder is. And so ideally you have one, at least one that is empowered to make decisions, to break disagreement. You have to have someone that can say that is important, that is not, and we're going to keep